Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Screen Dive. From 20th Century Fox comes Screen Dive, the first podcast developed and produced by a major Hollywood studio. Screen Dive re-examines some of our most beloved films through new interviews and behind-the-scenes insights with the artists who brought them to life. Guests explore iconic titles like The Sandlot, Planet of the Apes, Deadpool, and The Devil Wears Prada. Listen to Screen Dive now on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, YouTube, or wherever else you like to listen. Enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see.
Hey, everybody. Hi, my name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug's Movies!
Okay, you guys are weird. It's already starting off weird. Coming to you once again, it's been a while since we played this location, but of course we've been to this city many times. The Punchline in San Francisco! I apologize to you immediately, sir, because you're only going to be able to see me and none of my guests for the entire show. But you could move maybe up over there or something if they'll let you. I don't know. Whatever. You're fine with it? All right. I love people that are like, I just want to see one side of Doug Benson and nothing else. That's all I want from a show is half of Doug Benson. It's Wednesday, October 31st, 2018. Halloween, you guys. It's almost over. We're going to end Halloween together. It is late, but it's not too late to show me your costume / name tags. Yeah, because some people are both. Rambo, because your name is Bo. First Blood Part 2. That is a big poster with my face on instead of Sylvester Stallone. Do you mind showing the entire crowd this one? Because it is delightful. But now this Bill O'Ween poster, show everybody that. What's going on with my face in that poster? the fuck is happening? Wow, okay, Bill O'Ween. Wait, what was that big one over there that's gone? Did somebody put theirs down? Oh, there it is. Holy shit. I've seen this before, I think. It's stop or my mom, Phil, shoot. Because his name is Phil. It's one of those standees with Sylvester Stallone and Estelle Getty. Rest in peace. Estelle Getty. Stallone's still with us. He's a Ravager or whatever. He'll be in Guardians 3. Zoojoia? Okay. Do you know Joes instead of Joss? He's over there. You Joes and Joeys should get together. Lots of great... what's this costume here? What are you dressed up as, dude? I said dude, meaning the guy behind you, but I do like the dead body from Die Hard because it says ho 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 motherfucker or something on it. Yeah, yeah. And what's the guy behind you? What's you're just a banana? That's the whole joke. It's like, hi, I'm a banana. Okay. I find it appealing. Thank you guys for all the hard work and effort you put into not only having a costume or a name tag, but being up this late on a Wednesday night. Let's start the weekend early, am I right? Yeah! Yeah! Tito's! Hey! Doug Plugs, this Saturday, November 3rd, Doug Loves Movies comes for the first time to the Comedy Cellar at the Rio Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada at 4:20. Thursday, November 8th, I'm doing stand-up at Stand Up Live in Phoenix, Arizona. But bring your name tags for a chance to be a guest on Doug Loves Movies on Saturday, November 10th at the Improv in Tempe, Arizona, also at 4:20, of course. And DLM is back in San Diego at the American Comedy Company on Saturday, November 17th at 4:20. Speaking of San Diego and the American Comedy Company, I know a lot of listeners of this podcast have become very fond of Eddie the Eagle, the mascot that's on stage there at the American Comedy Company, and we've got him on the phone. We've got Eddie on the phone. How's it going, Eddie? Are you there?
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Eddie. It's always great to hear your voice. Excited to come down to San Diego and do the show in a few weeks.
Hell yeah, Doug!
November 17th, that of course is the Saturday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you feel about Thanksgiving? A lot of your, your bird brethren, like turkeys, they obviously don't like Thanksgiving.
I don't like turkeys, fuck them.
Okay, fuck turkeys, you guys.
They can't even fly. They got ugly ass chins. They're all obese as shit.
You got a list of things you don't like about turkeys.
Oh, hell, I got them all. I can go fucking ripping sparrows and pigeons. I don't give a shit.
Well, that's sort of the way of the eagle, right? You're kind of a lone bird.
The lone
out there.
Wolf of birds.
The lone wolf. Lone wolf of birds. If you could howl, what would it sound like?
Caw-caw!
It would just sound like the noise you already make. Okay.
That's my howl.
Okay, I see. Well, have you ever been to San Francisco, Eddie?
No, I haven't left the wall.
Yeah, that's true. You're stuck
down
there.
I'm like Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men. You want me on that wall.
That is...
You need me on that wall.
Okay.
Caw-caw!
All right. I mean, you're just on the phone, so I just want you to know you're losing a lot of people. There's a lot of people in this room that weren't following that. Or they're busy ordering their first round of drinks and apps. And thank you guys for being patient, though. What a great night to stand outside, though, wasn't it? Like, the weather tonight is amazing. And I can't wait to be back outside with all of you. that want to hang around afterwards and do the sort of things that we do outside.
You gonna get high like an eagle?
Oh, I forgot you were there, Eddie. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to do.
Steve Miller Band.
I know. Well, I appreciate it, but you know, as an American Eagle, don't you stand up for, aren't you against?
I stand up for the rights and liberties of all American, like the liberty and the rights to get fucking high.
Okay. That's good to know. That's great. Okay, all right. I mean, San Diego's in the same time zone, but there's a time delay, I guess, on this call to San Francisco. Oh, hang on, you guys, where's Steve's?
God bless you!
Thank you, yes. That was a sneeze. What does it sound like when you sneeze, Eddie? Kakachu.
I can't help it. I just look up at the sun.
All right, well, we're going to keep the phone line open, Eddie. So anytime you feel like chiming in tonight, by all means, say something. I'm happy to, be there for you. I mean, is the American Comedy Company even open tonight?
Nope, we're dark.
Okay.
We're dark. You're my only friend.
All right, well, now you made everybody feel really sad. But it's good to have you here, and I'll see you in San Diego soon. But like I said, just hang out tonight.
All right, you got it. Thanks, Doug.
Okay.
Cool!
Wow, he sounds like he's leaving. Like, that sounds like...
No, just signing off for the moment.
Okay.
Cool!
Okay, just a momentary sign-off. Okay. All right, so yeah, we'll probably hear from him again. I brought some prizes for the prize bag. You guys know how this works. I had to fly here. So, I guess now I could just give you guys weed. Because you heard, right? Out of LAX, you could fly with up to an ounce. Yeah, and they're like, we're not going to vouch for what happens to you wherever you're going. I'm like, well, are you going to call ahead? You going to rat us out, or are you going to keep your nose out of it? The Punchline here in San Francisco gave me a lovely Punchline t-shirt that's going in the prize bag. Yeah, in addition to a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. And I got this recently, one of those buttons that makes people feel guilty if they're not going to vote. This one says, this is a wake-up call, which is weird to get a wake-up call from a button, but it happens. And then this is a cool, do you know Ziggy Farms? It's a case you can put a bunch of pre-rolls in. I didn't put any in there. It's empty, but it's one of those ones that when you open it, it flips right open. It's very classy, very stylish. And somebody's going to get all of that stuff, plus stuff brought by my guests. Should we get my guests out here? Yeah. All right, San Francisco. Give it up for Dan Van Kirk, Andrew Youngblood, and Jacob Siroff. Just look at him. Just look at him. I scoured San Francisco to find the three manliest, most patriarchal comedians. I think I did it. Let's meet them individually, starting with the gentleman who is appearing on the show for the very first time, I'm pretty sure.
If you're talking about me, then definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Andrew Youngblood, everybody.
What's going on?
Of course. course, Youngblood is a great hockey film.
It is. Rob Lowe and Patrick Swayze.
Rob Lowe and Patrick Swayze. Yeah, you're, of course, familiar with it because you were, you had that name your whole life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so people always bring it up all the time.
Yeah, that, the comic book, and the rap group.
Oh, okay.
It's all three.
I mean, you know, you probably get a little less grief than my friend Jim Blades of Glory. But don't get me started about Willie Slapshot. But nonetheless, you're here. You are from Texas, the Houston area. Yes. You have you do lots of fun shows there at a joint called The Secret Group, where we've done Douglas movies and I've done stand up there, and it's always a good time.
It's a wonderful time, Doug.
And now you're out on tour.
I am. I'm on tour with Dan Van Kirk.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll talk about him later.
Yeah.
This is about you right
Daniel
now.
Daniel Van Kirk. This is my bad.
This is about you right now, though, Andy.
Yeah, yeah. No, let's talk about me.
Yeah. So you're on tour with Dan Van Kirk?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All
that's
right.
What we got going
Thanks
on.
Thanks for being here.
Hey.
You know who else is here, everybody? Dan Van Kirk.
Hey.
Hello. Hello.
Daniel in some circles.
Yeah.
From Come People Town.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a little
what
offshoot.
Do you mean? Oh.
Yeah.
There is a show called Come Town.
There is.
Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come along with a show called Dumb People Town.
I do.
Were you worried that people would be confused?
I was hoping for it.
Oh, okay. You're hoping to get some of that cum crowd?
That's the story of my career.
So I hear you're out on tour with Andrew Youngblood.
I am.
Is that true?
It's me and Andy Youngbee.
How's that
just
going?
Hanging out.
Oh, the old Youngbee. And how's that going?
It's going great.
What
yeah.
else is left for the tour? How many more dates?
So, at the time we're recording this, I have Seattle, Bellingham, Eugene, Portland, and on the 5th, Monday the 5th, I'll be right back in the Bay Area in Oakland, California.
Ooh,
at the Starline yeah. Social Club on Monday the 5th. And then...
Is that a good venue?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. People
and then,
like it.
San Diego, LA, and Phoenix at Stand Up Live.
Where are you going to be in San Diego?
I will be at the American Comedy Company.
Oh, great, Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie, he's coming, Eddie.
I told him
he's
he could do a guest
you,
spot.
Eddie.
He's doing a tight
he's
five.
He's going to do a few minutes?
Fuck yeah, dude.
I love it. That's so cool. I guess he's not on the phone right now, guys.
He probably is.
I was trying to get him to chime in. But,
I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
Hey, Doug.
All right. Hey. We're going to introduce the third guest tonight, Eddie. It's Jacob Siroff, everybody.
Good to be here with Danny Van Kirk.
Thanks, buddy. That means you love me and you're probably in my family if you're calling me Danny. Or you're drunk.
Definitely, we're not in the same family.
You never know.
So that's what you're trying to say? Some of your worst memories, like your, you know, when you have a, what do they call it when you find a memory? A reclaimed
Total
memory?
Recall?
What?
Repressed?
Yeah, when you find a repressed memory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could be my family because... We were supposed to drive up here together, then you flaked on me last minute, and that's some shit like my dad would have done. So
he's got a better family now.
Yeah. You big timed me. Well, like, I gotta shoot my pilot, man. Gotta do voiceover.
I know. I just learned from the dad I didn't have.
What is happening?
It got sad. It got sad.
Welcome back to Dad People Town.
It got really sad.
It's Halloween. We're trying to have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to have some laughs.
Yeah.
Did you notice, Doug, that all the servers are dressed like Robin Williams characters?
Yeah, I was going to say none of them are
together.
Extremely hairy, but yes.
There's two
yes,
Morks.
They're dressed as his characters. There's more than one Mork?
There's two Morks. There's a Robin Hood.
Two Morks.
There's two Morks. There's Rainbow Suspenders and Space Outfit.
All right. Oh. It's not Robin Hood. It's Peter Pan.
But Peter Pan. Sorry. Yeah. That's a good call.
It's actually Peter Billingsley, but whatever.
Similar wardrobe.
Technically Peter Panning.
All right. Negative 1 point for Jacob.
But also... There's a guy, you're going to give me negative 2 points in a second, because people can't see, but the guy in the kitchen is just wearing a coffin.
Oh, the slow reverb through the audience. I'm like, hold on. Oh, he's dead.
One of the bartenders is in a twist, is dressed like Wednesday Addams.
Classic Robin Williams character.
all right, so prize bag, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Cough it up. What do you got, Dan?
Yes.
Let's start with you.
I have an official beanie.
This is good.
From a promotional beanie from that hit movie. Everyone knows someone that might have seen it, Smallfoot.
Yeah, I don't think Smallfoot is out yet.
I know,
I heard Zendaya is Michi.
I've never heard of that.
There's the best thing about the viral video, you haven't seen that?
No.
Zendaya is Michi. Oh, do yourself a favor. Look it up. It's like 30 seconds of pure joy.
Well, based on this movie, I have one for LeBron James in Last Man Standing. There you go.
He's the voice in that?
Is that the Snowman movie?
No.
Snowman? It's about a human and snow people.
You mean Bigfoot?
Yeah, but a snow version.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was a snow guy.
No,
yeah, it's a Yeti. Know.
He's saying yes.
Yeah,
this
but
guy's
he's not
shaking.
Made of snow.
He's shaking his head.
You're
yes.
Saying Yeti.
Yeah, Yeti, Bigfoot.
Snow
those
Yeti.
Many names depending on your lore.
Yetis and snow.
Jacob.
Okay.
Save us. If you have a Yeti in there, I will fucking.
What if Jacob's like, so this is the last photo of me and my dad?
He died before smartphones. I don't have any pictures of him at all. I don't own a picture of my father. Yeah, he should have held out. He died in like 94, but yeah, no phone.
Keep going.
Okay. Died of a heart attack. He was smoking a cigarette at the time. It's really.
There goes the couch.
I brought a really cool Q-Fig Rocket and Groot, which, you know, as big Guardians of the Galaxy fan, but then James Gunn did all those offensive tweets, and I hate offensive jokes. So I gotta unload that. I gotta unload that. I can't have that in my house anymore.
That's actually really
good
cool.
Call.
Yeah, and I also I was a judge on the roast battle down at the comedy store there, and they gave me a weed beer. You know these things.
These are good.
I don't really fuck with edibles, but it's like a Lagunitas.
Lagunitas. This is very very and good beer. Last time I had this, I was in Healdsburg, and I loved
it. It's good stuff. And yeah. I brought because I'm an alcoholic, I keep these around. So I brought a little. bag that you can drink.
A paper bag, also known as a dad koozie.
I wouldn't know. My dad died before I was 21, so we never got to have a beer together. But yeah, it was. My mother died on Valentine's Day 4 years later. Whatever, it's not a big deal, guys. Happy Halloween. And I also bought this this Jedi hat that I found. I don't even remember where I found it. It's a Jedi Academy hat from I believe at this Disneyland.
Oh yeah.
So if you have a small child or a small head.
Yeah, very small head. Check this out, you guys.
Bag of microwave popcorn that was in my Airbnb that I did last night. And I bought this at a Big Lebowski pop-up in L.A., also known as Ralph's, the supermarket, because you guys don't have that here, so that's novel and it's film-related.
Very cool.
We love the pop-ups in L.A. We're big on the pop-ups. Did I say
that? Sure it wasn't a Wreck-It Ralph's pop-up? All right, all that's going in there. And what do you have for us here?
I got a whole bunch, man.
Uh-oh.
I got a Wooly Willy that I got at the airport today.
Oh, those are great.
It's pretty good. It took everything I had not to open it.
Thank you.
I got some
hot... Yeah, Wooly Willy. Let's just talk about this for a second. Because it only takes a few seconds to make... He starts out like a white guy, but you can turn him into a terrorist in no time. Yeah. They even have examples here on the back. See, look at that. Well, that's more of a pirate. And that guy, I don't know what that look is.
And if you do nothing, he's just chemotherapy guy.
I'm showing the whole room like you're like
my mom
maybe someone will laugh. Yeah. All right. What else you got, Andrew?
I got some hot sauce from Texas. Four different ones. We got spontaneous combustion. We got ass blaster.
Appetite.
And then the other ones aren't as funny, so let's just keep going. I flew here today and I got plain crackers. They're shaped like a plane, so come on, let's keep going.
They're rich. You didn't even mention.
They also have no flavor to speak of.
Yeah,
just plain crackers.
I got these sticky poop emoji things. I took my kid to a store and he cried until I bought them and never touched them. So I got them for you guys.
Sticky poop's bad. That means you have GI
issues. Good. Let's see. And then I got these.
Mary Poppins?
I got a lot in here.
This is a lot.
I got a lot. I got two more things. I got a couple syringe pens to promote the movie Overlord. They were giving me Overlord's coming up, and this is what they're doing. So,
yeah, because Nazi zombies love syringe pens.
And then the final thing is I got a little box of beignets from Brenda's French soul food.
Oh, people are impressed with
that. Yeah, that's what I thought.
We're not going to throw the beignets?
No, I think we might just throw them.
They had 9,000 reviews on Yelp, and it seemed pretty good.
All right. Let me just take those out of the bag. Put them over here. Put all this shit in the bag. Don't need no plain crackers or some Willy Willy. I need a goddamn beignet. And I need it now. All right, so somebody's going to win all of that stuff tonight. But first, before that happens, I got a quick question for each of y'all. We'll start with Dan Van Kirk.
Yep.
What was the last movie you saw?
Does Adam Sandler's 100% Fresh count?
No.
Fuck. It is good.
It's stand-up, right?
It's great.
Yeah, but I don't know if they got a theatrical release or not.
Is it feature length?
No, it's on Netflix. It is
It's a special.
It's a special. Okay. Stand-up special.
But if it's feature length, like Eddie Murphy or Delirious or Raw?
I know. It gets tricky.
Well, I'll move on, but I will say it is beautiful and perfect.
It.
Yes,
okay,
it is
good.
Wonderful.
Yeah, check it out.
Then, the last movie I saw is John Carpenter's The Thing. Yeah, I had never seen it before. I saw it last weekend. I know. And it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, my God, man. Yeah, they never call out the fact that one doctor has an earring or a nose ring or whatever. And that... I loved that about it.
I think that's most people's takeaway from The Thing.
Was it really?
What's up with the nose ring?
Not that stomach mouth. It's really, really good. I really enjoyed it. I thought the mood of it was awesome. The music of it is great. They also did a really smart thing where they're like, yeah, we just won't explain everything to you. You either figure it out or say you don't like this movie, but we don't give a shit. And I was like, thank you. So I loved it.
Dan, I love everything that you're saying.
Thanks, buddy.
But I can't stop looking at the man over there that has a Groot on his shoulders.
No, I can't either.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a light right on him. Like,
that is
also that's
brighter
his whole costume,
than all the lights.
That's the whole costume.
He's just wearing street clothes and then the Groot.
There's a Groot just sitting on his shoulder. Good job, dude. Jacob, what was the last movie you saw?
Sounds like a joke, but The Last Jedi was the last movie I saw, but I know that people don't want to hear me talk about that.
And oh, shit.
And how much the Yoda scene embodies everything that's wrong with it. But so I'm going to go two movies back and say Four Christmases, which is a movie I watched for no... I don't know. I woke up and it was on HBO and it was starting and I watched it and I watched the whole thing. And it's kind of the thing. It's something that I had been meaning to see for a long time and now I've done that. And it was... What was really... Have you guys seen the movie Four Christmases?
Well, I was going to say something, but you don't take a breath ever.
Oh, well, you never know when DBK's around.
But yeah, I am a big fan of Four Christmases. I think Jon Favreau's hilarious in it as his like bully brother, Vince Vaughn's bully brother. The scene where they play Pictionary and he and his wife are really good at it.
That is really
is
good.
Super funny. And you know, it's got a lot of aggravating. You know, like I don't really like things that are about annoying relatives because I'm always just like.
It's a good twist on it, two divorces and four families. But
yeah.
Here's the main problem with it. It's shot in San Francisco, and all of the family have southern redneck accents. All four families have redneck southern
accents.
That's
the main problem with the film.
It's a major problem with
the film. What are they eating at Fisherman's Wharf? They don't say it's San Francisco.
No, they make a big deal about showing that it's San Francisco and driving over the bridge.
Why do they have southern accents then?
I don't know, because it's just, it reads dumb, obnoxious family members, I guess. And they're like, let's just make them all hicks. And like every single actor
made
the choice.
Well, I mean, have you been to Hayward?
I worked at the Olive Garden in Hayward.
Well, then you know the accent.
Go Raiders. But I researched it afterwards, and apparently Reese Witherspoon and Vince Vaughn had like horrible chemistry and hated each other on the set, and their working styles clashed. But you wouldn't know it. I thought they were good together.
I thought they were very. Yeah, I thought they were. I was like so happy for them in the beginning of the movie when they were a couple that figured out they could just blow off their relatives every year.
And not get married or have kids.
Yeah, like, just go have fun.
Or kids or get divorced or have to have them every Tuesday and every other weekend.
Yeah,
I've heard people have to deal with that.
Yeah, the lesson at the end of that movie that people should settle down and just be married is bullshit. But I like the rest of it. Andrew Youngblood.
The last movie I took my son to see Goosebumps 2: Haunted Halloween.
Okay, finally something
relevant.
I know has seen Goosebumps 2. How does it hold up to Goosebumps 1? And could you kill me right now?
I'll tell you, I like the book better. The book is better.
All right, you fucking asshole.
I like the 27 books better than... Doug, you and I saw Goosebumps
it was
1
awful.
Together.
It was pretty bad.
Jacob and I were out on the road together. We saw Goosebumps 1, but what an experience.
I think, blew a deal with, I don't know if I told you the story, with Jack Black because I was in a meeting with him and didn't hide the fact that I didn't enjoy Goosebumps.
What?
Yeah. I was developing a project with him and a friend, and then it came up, and I said, I figured I was going to like name drop you and maybe get in with him because it was my friend. And I was like, sure. Oh, yeah, Doug and I saw that on the road. He's like, oh, what'd you think? And I was like, yeah, it's good.
And I
don't know why I didn't. I
you
didn't,
can't,
blew,
when your voice goes up, you can't.
I blew
like,
my
it's
moment.
Good!
But it didn't. But
it's good!
It seemed fine, but then later he pulled out of the thing, and my friend that was on the thing with me was just like convinced. He goes, it's because of the Goosebumps thing. You blew it for us.
After watching Goosebumps 2, I'll say, with the amount of time that Jack Black was in Goosebumps 2, I don't think he was a fan of Goosebumps 1 either. It was not good.
So it just was me then.
He was in 4 minutes of the movie. He shows up at the end. That's it.
Whoa!
Oh,
whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You guys weren't going to see it.
Let people waste their money.
No one was going to go see
Black
that.
Jack Black fans get disappointed.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You weren't going to see that.
Why don't you lay out clock in the walls or whatever it's called?
I can't handle the googly eyes in the front row. It's fucking too much.
That guy's creepy generally.
Those are just regular glasses.
Great podcast content.
But it's Halloween. Well, he's a black dude with a bow tie.
Halloween. All right.
A lot of other
great
stuff.
Answers, you guys.
Thanks.
Love that segment of the show. The audience is super into it. Everybody's pumped. They can't wait for what's going to happen next. And that's because I'm about to say, turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin! Oh, we got name tags, we got pumpkins, we got masks, we got costumes, we got light up shit, we got candy, we got it all. Pick a name tag, you guys, and while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Espresso Monster. When you need an extra burst of energy but don't have time to wait in line, grab Espresso Monster. Espresso Monster is a premium blend of smooth espresso and cream packaged in an 8.4-ounce can. It's just the right size and perfect when you're on the go. Each can has 3 shots of espresso blended with European milk, just the way the Italians do it. Yeah, of course the Italians use European milk. At 150 to 160 mg of caffeine per can, it's sure to give you the energy you need to conquer the day. Espresso Monster has 2 delicious flavors to choose from, espresso and cream, and vanilla espresso. I still gotta try that vanilla flavor. Produced in Denmark and the Netherlands, Espresso Monster is made with freshly brewed espresso coffee, hormone-free milk, and a unique energy blend that's complete with taurine and B vitamins. They sent a few cases to DLM HQ, and they did not stick around for very long. Everyone seems to enjoy the taste and subsequent energy boost. Close your eyes, take a sip, and enjoy Espresso Monster today. This show is also brought to you in part by Overlord. What could be more evil than Nazis? Producer J.J. Abrams dares to imagine an answer in Overlord, a thrilling, pulse-pounding action-adventure with an unexpected twist. Set in Nazi-occupied France a mere hours before D-Day, Overlord follows a team of American paratroopers who are on a mission to destroy a radio transmitter atop a fortified church. The desperate soldiers join forces with a young French villager to penetrate the walls and take down the tower. But in a mysterious Nazi lab beneath the church, the GI comes face to face with enemies unlike any the world has ever seen. You'll have to see it to believe it. The movie has all the elements you could want. Horror, sci-fi, action, mystery. And since J.J. Abrams is a producer, you know there's going to be a lot of surprises. Don't miss Paramount Pictures Overlord in theaters November 9th. Rated R for strong body violence, disturbing images, language, and brief sexual content. Back to the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we're back. It was very civilized. There wasn't any yelling. The scream lady's shaking her head, though. She's very disappointed. Aww. Yeah, you put on a scream mask for the night, you expect to get things. Who are you playing for, Andrew?
Zoo Joia.
Yeah.
Yeah, these guys over here in the costumes.
Mm-hmm. And you got... They got me in there in the role played by Jason Bateman, and
then a lot of people I don't know.
Jeff Tate is in there, but Jacob Amy Ciro's Miller. In there
as a sloth, the slow speaking.
Oh, okay,
it's ironic.
Yeah, they did some. They did some speed blind casting there.
There's a lot of people in there. They're throwing out a wide net, and they missed me.
Well, you know, it's your first time.
I know, it's my first
time.
There's no way.
How could they know?
That would be amazing if somebody
made
it.
Wouldn't it be great?
Yeah. If somebody figured that out. All right. You could throw that down on the ground. I mean, drop it, whatever. Yeah, whatever it takes.
There you go.
Jacob, what do you got there? Some sort of boomstick?
It's a chainsaw of sorts, I think. And it says Ash J. I don't know. Your name is, I guess, it's Ash, referring to Ash versus the Evil Dead. Or,
mm-hmm.
Right. I don't know how Ash J is. Clever in any way.
That's why I picked it.
But that way you didn't take it.
Yeah,
but you passed right by it, and then like, but you really, he really got his hopes up, and I felt sorry for him, so I grabbed it. But also, like, it's got this weird setup. It's like this weird homemade lot of duct tape, and you got to grab it on the inside. And it's still like this whole chamber where you put your hand in to grab it is like really warm and sweaty. And that's. But
I can see why you're excited to get it.
Well, it looked creative.
At least you could shove a girthy cock in there.
Yeah.
Congrats, you have HPV now.
That's
the biggest fleshlight I've ever seen.
Everybody has HPV. That's what I tell girls.
All right, who are you playing for, Dan?
I'm just a Chicago basic bitch, and I picked this solely because of that. Then once I got up here, realized my name was on
it. Your name's actually on it.
I did not know that. It's the Cruise Brothers, starring Daniel Van Kirk and John Belushi. It's a Chicago classic, my friend.
It says Dan Van Kirk, not Daniel.
Well, I grow proper when I talk about him. I almost went with, was it Sophie's Choice over there? Thank you for Sophie. Oh, okay. Well, it worked either way. You know what? You got another idea.
Thank you for Sophie instead of thank you for smoking.
Yeah.
That's much better than just bringing a Sophie's Choice poster.
Yeah, so I went with the Cruise Brothers, a classic film, my friend.
All right.
Is it brothers that you're playing for? Is it two guys?
No, I think it's just one gentleman. Am I correct, Cruz?
Let me see that. All right, so...
To lose our home.
It's fine. And just put it on the floor. Trying to move things along. That lady finally took her scream mask off. So hot under there. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Thanks for coming, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
It's time to... Oh, wait, I forgot about the fucking beignets. Yeah, who needs a pick-me-up?
I'd like to try one and throw it.
Oh, I like it, like a grenade?
Yep. Ooh, that's a new form on
yeah,
Douglas'
yeah,
movie.
Just take a bite out of it and then chuck it.
I'm going to be honest, I might not throw
nobody
it.
Even, nobody even wants it.
Oh.
You ready? If you
what
don't
really want the one, don't.
I'm getting
don't,
you kicked out.
Don't eat Dan's, you'll get HPV.
Again?
All right, I've devised some games for us to play. And we're going to start with something called Purple Rain Man.
Yes.
Andrew, this is a game where I'm going to name the stars of a movie mashup title similar to Purple Rain Man. It's two titles that fit together beautifully. I'll name the third billed people, then the second billed people, and then the top billed people in this movie mashup. And just guess as often as you like. First person to get it right wins. Just
yeah
I heard the people on the stage.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, these other guys, they know how this game works.
Dan won't stop staring at me. It's fucking weird.
Dan's very competitive. All right, coming in third build, and this is just between the people on stage, of course. This movie has Andy Matichak and Tracy Letts. Yeah, I'll just go right to the second billing. Second billing would be Judy Greer and Keaton Nigel Cook.
Mm.
I know, what? Indeed. And then top billed, Jamie Lee Curtis and Greta Gerwig. What is the movie mashup title? Dan?
Yeah, I know.
You got some ideas?
Half of them.
Jacob?
No.
Hold on.
Not yet.
Andrew?
Tracy Letts has not been in movies. Is an amazing playwright.
I don't have much.
He's in Lady Bird.
What were the top billed again?
I know one. In The Post.
Mm-hmm.
Top billed is Jamie Lee Curtis. So that right there, you should have the first half of the title.
True
and
Lies.
And Greta Gerwig was the star of the second half.
I don't know what that
of this
is.
This movie mashup title.
Halloweener Dog?
That is correct.
What? Get out.
There's a movie called Wiener Dog?
That is how you get it done! Real fans just showed them fuck themselves right now. Real fucking DML fans showed themselves.
DML?
Yeah, dude. DML. Doug Movie fucking loves me.
Doug Movie loves.
The Yoda
Doug
version.
Doug Movie loves. DML is my favorite.
Fucking it.
Favorite show. All right, Dan, you picked that one off.
Yep.
Halloweener Dog. I can't believe Danny DeVito didn't make the top three build on Wiener Dog. But anyway, now let's play ABCD's Nuts!
Yes!
All right, this game is a spelling game. Are you familiar with it, Andrew?
I'm not familiar with this one.
All right, perfect. We'll start. We'll start with Dan, then we'll go to Jacob, then we'll go to you, Andrew, by the time it gets to you, you will totally understand this. Or you'll just flail around. It doesn't matter.
A big flailer.
We're just having fun. Texas Chainsaw Massacre is a Halloween scary movie favorite. So let's spell massacre.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, we don't have time for all those words. Just massacre. We'll start with Dan. The letter is M. There's going to be a theme, but just name any movie that begins with the letter M. If you match the one I wrote down previous to this show, you win the whole thing.
Okay.
Automatically.
Okay.
Not the whole thing. Just this game.
Just this round?
Yeah.
Monster Squad.
Great guess. Not what I wrote down. I wrote My Little Pony, the movie.
Is that the full title?
I'm pretty sure it is, yes. All right, so now we go to Jacob, and the next letter in Massacre, of course, is A. Name any movie that begins with A.
Well, that's fucked up that you did the My Little Pony thing.
Why?
Because that fucked up the whole life, because I was thinking like Dan was with the...
Yeah, well, now you get to think something different.
Well, no, I'm going with the guess I had, and I feel like, Doug, if this isn't the guess, then you're actually incorrect.
I know you're going.
It's going to be A Nightmare on Elm Street.
No.
No.
No, no, no. No, I went with Annie. All right, so now we go to Andrew. Letter S. Any movie that begins with S.
But we're following a theme, right? So I'm on a...
We might be. We've got My Little Pony, the movie, and Annie.
Little girl films is what we chose. Is that what we did?
You know, you're not here to give it away to everybody. You're here to just give your best guess.
Andrew's on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I thought A and B.
Can't give you a 50-50.
No, I have movies with S's. I'm just trying to think of, a little girl film with an S.
That doesn't seem like something an adult man should be doing.
I know. I shouldn't be thinking about that. That's why it's so hard for me.
Can't think of girl films.
God, it's really...
Maybe I should take my pants off. That might help me think.
Kind of your fault.
If you think it'll help...
Just name a movie. Begin
Super Bad.
S. No. I mean, yes, you're right. It does begin with the letter S. And it is a movie. And it's a movie I love. I was watching it on cable the other day. I went with Slappy and the Stinkers.
What?
From 1998, let's say. S is the next letter, Dan.
I didn't know we could do porn.
I don't... I'm with you till the stinkers part. I don't remember if there's a "the" in this. If there is, can I give you a second one?
I guess so.
Thanks, buddy. Is it Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, or is it "the"?
I think that movie's called "The Sisterhood."
Okay. Okay.
But I also did not write that down.
All right. Well, I'll go.
It's called "The Sisterhood."
Yeah, I'll go with Susie Q.
Oh, that's cute. I went with from 1972.
Oh yeah, that classic.
Disney classic Snowball Express.
Was that when they were doing weird live action films like Apple Dumpling
like
Game?
Like their entire time they've been a thing?
No, the old weird ones.
They've made a lot of weird movies.
That's correct.
Who's next? Jacob?
Yeah.
Huh?
A.
Clearly it's All the President's Men.
No. No, I went with...
What?
I went with Annie from 2014.
I literally almost guessed that.
Damn.
I was going to say Black Annie, but it's too racially charged these days to say the words Black Annie. Fuck, I saw it in the theaters, and I liked that movie, actually.
Oh, you like Blanny?
Yeah, I like Blanny. I didn't know if it would be a B or an A.
Oh, it's an A.
An A minus, I thought.
Andrew, your letter is C.
All right, I got a little girl's film.
Okay, here we go.
In mind.
Here we go.
Coraline.
Oh, ooh.
That's a good guess, at least.
That's a fantastic,
good guess. Halloween.
Terrific guess. I wish I had written that down. Because what I wrote instead is it saddens me to my core. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Why does that sadden you? That's Ian Fleming.
Yeah. weird ass movie. R is the next letter. Daniel?
Oh, man. Red Dawn? You know what? There's some fucking strong ass women out there that love that fucking movie.
I went with Return to Oz.
Damn it.
All right, the last letter in Massacre is E, of course. What do you think, Jacob? This is your chance to take it all down. Do you want me to recap everything so far?
Yeah, actually, it was an asshole.
My Little Pony, the movie. Annie, the first one. Slappy and the Stinkers, also the first one. Snowball Express. Annie, the Blanny. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Return to Oz. And E.
Man, it's got to be more of a kids movie than
right, me. Right there. You jump in with the rest of it.
Everyone says I love you.
E, T, the extraterrestrial.
Fuck.
I think he's included in everyone.
Nice try, though. Yeah, it is. You're right about that. Oh my God, I've got such a Benet hangover. That's even a thing. Is it worth it? Okay, if you say so. How about we play a little Last Man Stanton?
Yes! Hey.
Now, this game, of course, is where we, you know, get a suggestion from an audience member, but I decided to change it up tonight. Tonight, we're going to play Last Man Stanton. It's the films of Imelda Staunton. Go.
When Harry Met Sally. Everyone says I love you.
No. No.
Patch Adams.
No. No.
We Bought a Zoo.
You all lose.
Summer in the
Marley Spurs. And Me.
She plays Professor Umbridge in the Harry Potter movies.
Oh, shit.
So she's like in a couple of those. But I was just joking around. It's Halloween, you guys. We're having fun.
I hope this catches on. I think we should get in. You know, when Let's Make a Deal started, yes, the show that me and your grandmothers watch, nobody dressed up. They did that to get the attention of the host. I want dressing up in costume to be a part of Doug Loves Movies. Or if you dressed up in the same theme as your name tag.
I mean, you know it's Halloween today, right?
Oh!
Yeah. So that's why a few people did it. But even on Halloween, only a few people did it.
I know.
I don't think that's really going to catch on.
I wish it would, though.
I think they put a lot of effort into their signs. They don't need to worry about a costume to go with it.
It would be great.
On Halloween, it's fun, Dan, but come on.
Okay. Guess that's how you don't.
Somebody in the audience is sad for you. I just heard someone. Oh, don't wreck Dan's dying wish.
What?
Oh shit! I'm sorry. Was I not supposed to mention that?
What, they called you first. You tell me. I have stage 4 lymphoma on the show. Well, we'd get written up in Split Sider. That's for sure.
I was gonna, but you just ruined it.
That's what my mom died of, lymphoma.
R.I.P.
It's a... Callbacks are part of comedy.
Oh, man. Oh, that should be... You know, I've got Get It Done. Tate's got Tay Tay Tay. Every time you say something sad or offensive, there should start a slow clap that slowly builds.
Wait, so every time Jacob speaks, everyone is supposed to start clapping slowly? I don't think I like that.
Oh.
I don't care for that.
Okay.
All right. Where's I...
Kaika, do you love me?
It's the Groot guy.
It's a dude with a Groot on his shoulder.
Babe, we've got to sit under the light. Is it cool if we sit over here?
He's been balancing that all night. It's fallen off like 7 times.
Yeah.
I've watched.
He has like some J-Lo boob tape.
I thought there might be Velcro, but there's nothing.
Nothing?
He's pretty bad at balancing it on his shoulder.
You got a clip.
He looks like he's at Singles Night at Ruby Tuesday. Mostly the lamp makes me feel that way. All right, so what's your name, dude?
Ikaika.
Oh, it is Ikaika. Yeah.
Whoa, watch it with the anti-Semitism, bro.
Uh,
How was that offensive?
Because you made fun of his name.
It's got kike in it. That's his parents' fault. Hawaii's fault. Or wherever that comes from.
You guys are great. I know it won't catch on, but for tonight, it was great.
I think it'll catch on. Sorry, Doug.
Oh, for the listener at home, you should have fucking been here. Oh, shit. That was good. You just handed peanut butter cups to dudes in old Buzz Lightyear costumes. You missed out on this shit.
Also, for the listener at home, try listening to it in your car. Go somewhere and do something. Don't just listen to it at home. Get a job and have a commute.
It is weird.
Or listen to it at your job.
Yeah.
That's another great place to listen to it. Okay, so Ikaika.
He gave up on Groot. He gave up on the Groot.
Yeah. Put it back.
Yeah,
put it
back. We did like
back.
Him on your shoulder.
Put it back.
No.
That's really almost working. Come on, I'm just trying
Look
to make a name
goes
for myself.
Right on there. So cute. All right. So he's going to suggest the name of an actor or actress for us to play tonight on Last Man Standing. What do you got, Ikaika?
It's going to be Deborah Winger or Natalie Portman. For sure, a Jew.
What was it? Oh.
I'm telling you, it's just going to happen every time he speaks. You have to make...
You're right.
You have
we
be
need
more
to find,
specific.
You're right.
What do you got, E?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
I like that. Yeah, everybody's on board with that. But also, we got a show to do here tonight. And we don't want it to end 3 or 4 minutes from now.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, she's a good one, but, we can't... Activia is not an answer. So...
Then I'm out.
Yep, I'm out too.
Where's Joey Harmon? Come on, Joey. That's you?
Hey, she's...
Your name is Joey? All right.
What are you dressed as?
A lady sloth.
Oh, I love it.
Kristen Bell sloth? The baby one that she saw on Ellen? Or?
From Zootopia.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Me.
That's...
All right, so you promised your brother... that you give me a bad suggestion.
That sounds bad.
Is your brother like a bad person or
fuck your brother,
what's
man?
What's going on with your brother? Why is he such a jerk? Where is he tonight, your brother? He lives in Chicago.
I
thought about doing. I might do the show there someday. I heard it's a big city. All right. So, but since he can't wait for me to come there and for him to say this terrible name. You're going to have to say it while dressed as a sloth. Let's hear it. 50 Cent.
It's like one movie.
Well, no.
Maybe
he's
two movies.
More than one movie, but it's still... It's not
maybe
more than
two
five.
Movies?
Might be in the four area. We got a guy over here suggesting Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Like, we haven't done that enough.
Oh, for the listener at home, that laugh was just for me.
We got a... Holy shit, we got a disgruntled Jedi in the front row. I didn't even know Jedis could shrug. I didn't even know that was in their repertoire. I thought they just were badasses. I didn't know they complained about things.
You start moving shit across the room, he's like, I did that. I don't...
I moved that, and also, my pudding is cold. Who's gonna do something about it?
Also, for a Jedi, I think he turned his robe inside out on accident. Well, maybe not. I don't know.
Are they supposed to be terry cloths?
Maybe. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. That was a lose. I get it.
Where'd you get that at? $5 robes? Sounds good? Okay. Joey Harmon, give us a name that is not 50 Cent. You know, your brother, is that who it was? Your brother, he had a good laugh now listening to this. He's sitting somewhere in Chicago going, oh, I ruined Doug Lowe's movies. Aren't I great? So what else he got? Colin Farrell? Okay.
That's okay.
I mean, the 1-2 of Colin Farrell and Jamie Lee Curtis should get us through a lively round of this game.
Should.
And we'll be outside smoking in no time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, so who won the last game? Nobody.
Right.
Who won the first game? Dan.
I did.
All right, so Dan, you'll go first, then Jacob, then Andrew, and then me, because I like to play along. And I love Colin Farrell movies. True Detective was a great one that lasted for 10 episodes. Dan, start us off.
I mean, this Halloween 2018.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not going to be exciting at first, guys. We're going to get there. And I'll be there when it is.
All right. Jacob?
I'll take the original Halloween off the table.
When... Okay. Great job, you guys.
Thanks, buddy.
I mean, they're shitty names.
Andrew?
Halloween H2O. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. A Fish Called Wanda. I love that. Somebody in the audience, whoa. How did you do that? Daniel?
My favorite role of hers, because I saw it at just the right time, Trading Places.
Oh.
Someone said, I hear ya.
It was a perfect time in your life to learn that there are greedy old white men.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
That love Jamie Lee Curtis's boobs. Okay, so Jacob...
I'm going to go with Activia 2. No, I'm... You didn't say the sequels were off limits.
Activia...
Full title.
H2O.
Activia number 2, I think is what it was called.
Do you...
scatological joke that was...
I know you probably have a real answer,
I do.
But keep in mind, you guys, you each have one lifeline. You can go to your person whose name tag you chose. Mm-hmm. You can go to him once, but what do you got, Jacob?
True Lies.
Yeah.
Good call.
Very good.
I saw that at just the right age.
Yeah. I'm gonna go.
But after my bar mitzvah, when I started lying,
I was like, "Who is this Tom Arnold?" Ooh.
I saw
Andy?
That movie. I saw that movie right around the time I started jerking off to terrorists.
You know what? You're on a good run.
Andrew?
I'm going to go with Freaky Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Who was the other name? Oh, Colin Farrell.
Yeah, we haven't really done any Colin Farrells.
Uh-uh.
I'll drop a Colin Farrell just for the fuck of it. I'll go The Lobster.
Nice.
Yeah. That's a messed up movie. Especially if you... have ever reached into a toaster on purpose. Dan?
Halloween 2.
What? How did we skip that?
I don't know, but I'll take it.
You got it.
Is she in everyone?
No.
Yeah, keep saying them. You got this, Andy.
Yeah, she's not in
I see what you're doing.
Season of the Witch.
Andy was going to guess that.
Jacob?
Well, you know, I love the racial joke, so I'm going to go with Minority Report.
You're not even in the clap for that.
I'm one.
Guys, no. We've got to set a higher bar than that.
I don't know. I'm the victim.
Mm-mm. You know what? That is offensive. I love all of you.
I love that my catchphrase is from your fucking comedy act. It's like,
Andrew.
I don't know a lot of.
You want to go to your lifeline?
Not yet. I'm not there. Just trying to do something, but if only I had a phone booth to call a friend.
Well played.
Mm-hmm. He was in a movie called Call a Friend. I'm glad I don't work for any of you guys. You know why?
Why?
Because if I did, I think you were horrible bosses.
Nice.
Oh.
Some of you are acting like we're doing a magic show up here. It's just remembering shit. It's not that hard. Daniel.
Yes.
Supper's ready.
That is the tone. I will go with fucking Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Yeah.
So good. That's my favorite of his.
I know, it's weird, right? It's recent and a deep cut.
It is. It's a twofer. Jacob?
Well, I usually like to ask the crowd to give me cocaine, and I haven't had a chance to do that tonight, so consider this, that, Miami Vice.
Oh.
That's Miami Vice. Is Jacob's way of asking you guys for cocaine.
Cocaine, yeah.
Come on, kite guy, you owe me.
I know, no.
I love the one guy started it by himself.
That's not good enough.
Cocaine! Cocaine!
Cocaine! Cocaine! I'm still here, Doc.
I thought you were still here.
I haven't gone anywhere.
Are you a big Colin Farrell fan, Eddie?
I do like Colin Farrell.
He's good.
And I watched his sex tape 3 times.
And what noise did you make after the 3rd time you watched it? Whose turn is it?
I don't know. Are you asking me?
No, Andy. Stay out of this.
All right.
It's Andy. It's Andy's.
Is it Jacob?
No, Andy.
It's Andy.
It is mine.
What do you got, Andrew?
Why is everyone calling me? Oh, here we go. I am gonna have to go to
lifeline. Where's your lifeline? Where's Joe at? Joey. What do you got? You're the one
you
got to
cut. You suggested it. You better have something.
Don't you kind of hope Joey's like, my brother said to give someone the wrong answer.
Oh, your brother would.
In Bruges. Yeah.
Sounds good. Which one was in that movie? Which one of them?
Colin Farrell.
Oh, fuck.
That's probably my favorite Colin Farrell movie.
It is an excellent film.
Yeah,
excellent
if I had to pick one. Honey. So many to choose from.
Not that many.
Well, I mean, you know. Saving Mr. Banks. Is that right? Yeah.
Yep. You slid it in so slyly, no one knew you answered.
Yeah, people are all like, oh, we're concerned about this Mr. Banks.
I feel like
what do we need to do? Can we start a GoFundMe?
This doesn't add anything
to save Mr. Banks.
This doesn't add anything to the show, but are you looking forward to the new Mary Poppins?
The Mary Poppins Returns?
Yeah.
with Emily Blunt? I don't know. I mean, I'm hearing that it turned out good, but that's hard to believe.
I teared up during the trailer. I don't give a shit. Think of me what you will. The Fox and the Hound makes me cry thinking about it. I love those films.
Wait, The Fox and the Hound, you cry thinking about a pub?
No. That's a deep LA cut right there.
No, I mean, there's all those pubs that have those
kind
of names.
Yeah, you're right. There actually is a lot of pubs.
The Fox and the Firkin.
No, that
right?
movie.
Isn't that at the airport?
That movie makes me cry.
Okay. Moving on.
Moving on. I will go to my lifeline. Cruz, okay. What can you tell
what
me,
you got,
Cruz Brothers?
Hearts War.
Ooh, that is that the that's the Mel Gibson military movie?
Who's in it?
He says, I guess so.
Yeah,
so
Will Ferrell.
Probably means
it.
He looked it up on his phone.
Right.
It's got Will Ferrell.
Yeah, if Will Ferrell counts, this game's going to go a lot longer than that.
It's got Perry Farrell. It's got Farrell's ice cream. All right, we're good. We're good.
Thanks, buddy.
I don't
buddy.
Know what you're saying. All right, so he's good. It's okay. A Bruce Willis movie. All right, great. Jacob?
I want to say something I'm not sure about, it, so I'm going to keep it on deck and keep it on
yeah,
ice.
Go to your lifeline. Ash? Daredevil.
Who's in Daredevil? Colin Farrell?
Yeah, dude.
He's in the
Bullseye.
He's in the
Ben Affleck?
He's Bullseye.
Bullseye.
Okay, yeah. I'll take it. Thank you.
All right. Daredevil.
Yeah. Are they clapping for me or Daredevil? I don't know. It's not a slow clap, so I can't tell.
Andrew, are you all done?
I'm going to go. I don't know. I feel like Jamie Lee Curtis was a mom in one of these movies, so I'm going to go with The Little Giants? I don't know, man. Fuck.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I also don't care, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool.
I'm out. I get it.
It's cool that you're out, dude. It's funny, we were in the earlier show, we were playing Last Man Stand with Rosario Dawson, and I said Alexander, and Colin Farrell's in that as well, yeah. So that's what I'm going with. We're not ready for audience guesses yet. Dan's going to try to bring this thing home.
I'm probably not going to do it.
Yeah? You think you're out?
Colin Farrell is in.
Yep, he's the guy who's all like, hey.
Can I ask you a question, Doug, real quick? Do you think we've done a majority of Jamie Lee Curtis's movies?
We've touched on, you know, she's got a lot more, for sure.
Like, what's one?
Well, if I had to name one,
I mean,
if I were a person
one, like,
that knew the
one.
Title of the sort of sequel to Fish Called Wanda, I would say that.
What?
Oh, I just thought of it.
I
actually, I know what that is. Don't say it, you guys.
I don't know.
I do. This is all. Dan is just playing around here. He's not asking for the audience to help him.
What is that?
But I'm asking for some help.
Eddie the Eagle would like some help.
Okay.
Stay out of this, Eddie.
Okay.
Eddie.
I'll be on the wall.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's San Diego. I'll see you November 17th. Until then, zip it. I mean, I'm not against eating eagle for Thanksgiving.
Don't
I can't believe how sad you guys
don't
got.
Don't you dare. First of all, that's a federal offense.
Oh yeah, you're not allowed.
Yeah, you can't even own a feather.
You're not allowed to eat a painting that's on the wall in a comedy club.
No, you can't eat it at all.
Because it's a painting of an eagle.
Yeah, that still counts.
Okay. Can I set it on fire or touch it to the ground?
No, you can't do any of that shit.
Dan.
Yeah.
You're letting it, like Eddie's stalling on your behalf, but what do you got?
I know. Tigerland.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Who's in it?
Colin Farrell.
Shit.
Is he?
I believe so, yes.
Wow. Nice pull.
Thanks, buddy. We'll find out in 2 days how wrong I was. But I really do think he's in it.
I think you're right.
I think
you're right. Jacob?
I believe Colin Farrell's in I Heart Huckabees.
No, you can't just wish him into
it. No, I think he is, though. Is he not?
He's not in there. I don't think he is.
Are we sure?
Well, no one is supporting you.
True, but probably no one's.
No one's even slow clapping.
Well, it's not an offensive guess.
Guys, don't. He didn't offend any of us. Give it time. He'll come back around.
All Winter's Tale.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm out, Dan wins.
That's what? How that
if
works.
I'm out, Dan wins.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm still playing.
Colin, Over the Hedge.
Really?
Colin Farrell, I believe.
He's one of the voices in that thing? He's like a possum or some shit?
Is that true?
I really think he's
like
is
a raccoon? Or maybe a talking hedge? Like, hey, why'd you go over me? All right, Dan, you're our winner. Congratulations.
Whoa! That is how you...
People were yelling
Fierce
all
Creatures
sorts of different stuff.
Is the name
stuff.
Of the fish called Wanda.
Oh, shit, I just thought of another
sort
one.
Of sequel. Of course, Jamie Lee Curtis was in Prom Night and Perfect.
Yeah.
Seven Psychopaths
isn't
with Colin Farrell.
Isn't he in Curious Beasts and Where to Find Them?
Yes.
He's in Curious Beasts and Where to Find Them,
yeah, and he's
right?
in this new Grindelwald's Gingle
Fantastic
Gingle
Beasts and Where to Find Them.
SWAT.
Guys, how do we forget
SWAT? God damn it.
SWAT.
I can't believe
how did
that forgot SWAT?
What about some Jamie?
Phone
movies?
Booth did come up. Phone booth.
Phone I
booth.
Said phone okay. booth.
Halloween
Friday
Resurrection.
Friday already happened. We're done.
You guys
we're
are
done.
Just
when you guys start
stuff.
Yelling out shit we already said, we're done.
Yeah.
Freaky Friday and Phone Booth already came up. Shut the fuck up. We're done. Yeah.
The idea, Doug, is so that someone sat in that audience and be like, these dumb fucks haven't even said Phone Booth or Freaky Friday. If I was up there, I'd be crushing right now.
It's true. That's what that guy was thinking. His voice got deeper in your version, but I love it either way. Congratulations. Where's Cruise Brothers? Where are you at? Come get your prizes. You got a partially eaten beignet, and then all these bags of shit here. I mean, you probably pick up some spare change on your way home because people are going to think you need it because you're carrying all these bags. Yeah, there you go. Congratulations. Love your Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future costume.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, you're dressed as Stephen Avery? Well, you know what? Way to bring it down. Way to bring it down.
Yeah.
Way to bring it down.
Tried to compliment his outfit, and he has to tell the truth. What happened?
He said he loved you.
Say it, Tug.
Oh, okay.
You gonna say tell the truth without saying tell the truth?
Tell the truth? Give me your name tags, fellas. Does he have a shithead on the back of the Zootopia?
They didn't.
One?
Her brother didn't say a shithead.
Oh, here we go.
That means it's her brother.
Oh, okay.
Oh, perfect. Your brother is a shithead.
And
that's true.
Where's the shithead on this one?
It's on the back. It says. I think that's a shithead.
Is it? Where is? Okay, got it. Wait,
which I
no this.
I
really?
Agree with that wholeheartedly.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that in a second. Got any plugs, guys?
I do.
Go ahead, Dan Van Kirk.
Thanks, buddy. I am on tour right now. I'm starting the second leg of my tour. If I'm about to name a city that you're not in, chances are I'm coming there because I have other legs coming up.
Could you say coming less?
Lots of legs.
Nope. I will be on November 1st. I will be in
Seattle.
Will
you be coming?
Yes, of course. And then I'm coming to Bellingham on November 2nd. Then guess check out, guys.
Where are you coming after that?
I am coming to Eugene, Oregon.
Oh, you're gonna come to Eugene?
Oh, then you better be ready, because guess who's coming? I am to Portland, Oregon, on Sunday the 4th, and then I will be back in the Bay Area at the Starline Social Club on November 5th.
Yes. Seating is to the Bay Area.
Yes. Seating is very limited for that show. So if you're looking at me while I'm saying this, get those tickets at danielvankirk.com. And then on the 8th, I will be at the American Comedy Company in San Diego. On the 9th, I will be at the Dynasty Typewriter in LA. Closing out the second leg of my tour, guess where I'm coming, guys? I'm coming in Phoenix, Arizona at Stand Up Live. And I would, I'd love to see anybody listening to this or anybody looking at me right now to come to my shows. Thank you very much. And you know what? That is how you
get it done.
Oh, God, that feels good.
Not to me.
Okay. Wait, let him talk.
He wasn't even plugged
yet. It's a man of all commas and no periods. Here we go.
I love it.
No commas either.
There's no commas.
Just straight on through. Jacob?
Think, is that the...
If you're not gonna go, I am!
Oh, really, Eddie? You got something to plug?
We got Matt Reif here all weekend, starting tomorrow, November 1st on Thursday.
At the San Diego Comedy Company?
Yeah, but then hold tight. If that doesn't wet your belly, guess what? My beak will fill your mouth, because November 17th, Doug Love's movie swooping into town. So get out your talons and grab those tickets.
All right. Thank you, Eddie.
Good call!
What a great endorsement. Can we hang up now, though, Eddie, because it's an expensive call.
All right, well, you'll have
We've
to hang
you
up on
the
me
line
because
for
I
this
cannot
whole show.
Move.
Okay, bye. Jacob, are you doing plugs?
Yeah, I'm coming on somebody dressed like Robin Williams. Later tonight. But... you don't even know which one. How do you know if it's offensive? It's probably Wednesday Adams. It's Wednesday Adams.
And he's dead, and so he's not doing it.
I'm going to take this my plug time to do something really weird. I'm going to do an unplug because I'm actually going to attempt.
Check out Nirvana.
No, I'm going to attempt. I love. It's a great band. I've heard of them. I am going to attempt to quit social media for a month starting tomorrow.
What?
Yeah,
tomorrow?
Yeah, because I'm just too. I'm like, so if I will assume if you hate. The show, or what I've said on the show, or then you know, I'll see you in December and we can talk about it. But I just feel like it's an issue with me and the phone, and I just made this decision. And then I got a friend.
No social media Vember.
Yeah, I'm gonna delete the apps, but not the not the accounts, and I plan to come back.
No bread Vember.
Oh really?
Yeah, I'm not eating bread for the month of November.
Does it give you anxiety to think about it?
About not eating bread.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine.
Oh, because for me with the social, it gives me a lot of anxiety thinking about it.
I had some really good bread today.
And I feel like that's why I should do it.
Tag him in awful things and he won't reply.
Yeah,
so
I won't.
All month long.
That happens.
All month
that's
long.
Just called social media for me. But I'm going to give it a shot.
So, all right.
But still,
all right,
everybody...
All right, so don't look for him for a month.
But please go on there and follow
December
me and I'll see you December
1st. Yeah, meet up with him and
I still want to follow
interact and
it's
whatever.
It's going to be like the fucking a slot machine when I get back on there, you know?
Okay, if you say so.
Yeah. Like a negative slot machine. Like if it took your money instead of gave you money.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's, but also, why was that? I feel like this is just anti-Semitism
at
this point.
Well, no, it wasn't.
The Scream Lady's got her mask back on like she's done for the night.
And I would just like to thank, what's your name? Kike something? I'd like to thank you for having that name. As a self-hating Jew, that's a dream come true for me to be able to perform for you tonight. So thank you.
Now you're just trying.
Never. You know me.
Andrew Young,
guys, no.
I'm going to be all over this country coming with Dan all month long.
You're coming alongside
Dan. I'm coming with Dan
you're
all month
everywhere
long.
Everywhere Dan is coming.
It's going to be great. You can
if
follow.
Dan comes somewhere, you're going to come there as well.
Right before him. I come first. He comes. He takes a little longer to come, but he'll get there. And then you can follow me on Twitter at NoYoungBlood, and I launch a new podcast that comes out this Friday called Party Stories with Andrew Youngblood. Please Google it. Check it out. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew Youngblood, and Jacob Siroff and Dan Van Kirk. Yeah. As mentioned earlier, all of my dates and deets and links are at DougLovesMovies.com.
Doug, you haven't hung up yet.
Thank you to... Please hang up on Eddie. Thank you to the Punchline Comedy Club and the people of the Bay Area and you guys specifically. I'll be back during Sketchfest in January. And as always, Joey's brother is a shithead. And wild coyotes are a shithead.
So true.
When you need energy on the go and don't have time to wait in line, grab Espresso Monster. Espresso Monster is a premium blend of espresso and cream made with freshly brewed espresso coffee, hormone-free milk, and a unique energy blend complete with taurine and B vitamins. Each can is 3 shots of espresso and comes in vanilla espresso or espresso and cream flavors. Close your eyes, take a sip, and enjoy Espresso Monster today. I mean, now. Do it. Bye-bye.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in